So this evening you had a class revision of the yesterday's Murli. So how many of you last night had some realization? Because when you are in a center, you listen as who is God and who is Bap Dada, etc. But now, it's a time to realize something. So how many of you thought that the Baba, what you knew in your country, is something different from real Baba, and realize the real Baba? Will you raise your hand? Those who had deep realization, understanding Baba more. Okay. And those who got a little bit confused, raise your hand. What was your confusion? English speaking can speak. What was your confusion? What was it? You didn't feel anything. So your yoga wasn't so good. Was it because you were uncomfortable or not in the right seat or you had waste thoughts? Because sometimes, some people have a bit frustration or negativity, thinking, I didn't get proper seat and I wasn't comfortable, or how come this or that or something. What was your confusion? Body of Gulzar Dadi. Okay, yes, Casey? Yeah, the thing is, what one has to realize is, because I think you haven't heard Dadi Gulzar speaking, isn't it? You haven't heard her class, because usually what we do is before Bap Dada comes, we tell Dadi Gulzar to give the class. So you see what is Dadi Gulzar and what is the medium and how much change is there once we are in presence of Bap Dada. And the atmosphere created in such a big gathering is quite powerful. Also, those who are front and sitting, sometimes some people are just sitting front, and or sometimes some people, they really see, have that positive vision, and they try to receive that powerful drishti from Baba. And they really feel that, yes, Baba was all the time showering so much power and love to me. And that's what that experience of the love and power and peace in a gathering of 10,000 people. Yesterday were not many, but sometimes there are 15,000, 20,000. And such a power is generated. Also, what my experience is, because yes, nowadays we don't have personal meeting. And my experience with personal meeting is, many times we had some question in our mind. And without speaking, we get the answer from Baba through that medium. And and I remember once it happened, I had a chat with one of the Brahman sister, Australian sister. In those days, Baba used to come at 5:30. Nowadays it's 7:30. But in those days it was nearly, Baba's medium used to come into class at 5:30. And I had just talked with that sister at 5 o'clock. And some of her questions were as if answered in the Murli. And many people have that sort of experience. And once it happened, one of the sisters, Australian sister again, now she just sat in front of Baba, and Baba said, "Daughter, we have been swinging and swing every day." And that sister, Amratvela, every Amratvela, she used to feel as if she is swinging with Baba on the swing. And Baba talked to her about that. And once one Australian sister, in those days, you know, we had personal meeting, and so we used to give Baba Yadpya, Baba, so-and-so sister did not come. She was wanted very much to come, but she was prepared to come, and she couldn't come last moment. Her family problem was there, and she couldn't come. So I just gave Yadpya to Baba, and as if just giving her name, and in my mind, the sister is there, I know her past history, and Baba said, "Yes, daughter has gone through many difficulties, and she has been a courageous soul." So whatever she had gone through, as if Baba knew it, and answered that way. And so our experiences, and once one brother from UK, no, he was sitting and personally talking to Baba and said, "Baba, are you God?" He asked this question, and Baba said, "Yes." So many times, no, many things of our experience throughout this, all these years is whatever has been something in the mind of some people, Baba gives the answer. And that's what, no, our faith has increased because of that. Because as you said, no, our bhakti idea of God is someone, somewhere, and no, we have some sort of a preconception about God. And when we see the medium, we can only see medium. So we may not be able to understand what it is, how it is. But as you progress, you'll find Baba's Murlis, no, how much it is empowering everybody, and the vibration and atmosphere created in a gathering. Because many times it's 20,000 and pin drop silence, at least in the beginning. Afterwards, when everybody started singing and dancing, and then naturally atmosphere changed. But otherwise, in the beginning, until Baba finished the Murli, the atmosphere is such powerful. And those who have that clear aim, no, they really receive so much love and power from Baba's drishti. And even now, after so many years or so, when we, especially when Baba is taking leave, those who are sitting in front, they can feel so much energy, so much power receiving. So it takes time. And especially, when you have some picture about God being there, and here in an ordinary body and women's body, and it's a bit, I know it's sometimes it's a bit confusing. Sometimes it's this atmosphere helps some people to increase faith, and sometimes some people get a little bit confused. Okay, anybody, any other question? General question, not only last night, but any question, yeah? What is Baba? Brahma Baba. So you are talking about Bab Dada as Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba or Avyakt Bab Dada?
No, what was the time you met Baba through Brahma?
Brahma. I have met God in many, many variety mediums. Because in the beginning, what used to happen is at center through messenger, we used to meet Baba. So first time I met Baba through messenger in Mumbai. Now on the Thursday bhog offering, so after offering bhog, once in a while Mama or Baba used to come in the body of the trans messenger at the center. And my first experience with Avyakt Bab Dada in medium was with Dadi, one of the Dadis. So naturally when God comes, then in those days Baba used to just give drishti through medium. Because Brahma Baba was still around, so he used to give drishti. So naturally when Baba gave drishti, I went in Baba's lap, Dadi's lap or Baba's lap. And then Baba just petted me and says, okay, you have been so much tired after doing so much bhakti and stumbling. So that was clear, no? Dadi and Bab Dada or Shiv Baba through that medium. So that was that experience. And Avyakt experience, in those days we used to have Rakhi. So Rakhi used to be tied by princess. So in the body of the medium that is there in the class, the princess will come and she will tie Rakhi. So it would be, now you can feel that difference of vibration of that Dadi and this princess. And those days, no, because princess would be surprised to see Kalyugi people with glass. So if somebody is wearing glass, you will say, what is this? Means she wouldn't speak, but she will make gestures, what is this? Or some people, no, they wear wristwatch. And the same right hand, they might be wearing wristwatch and they gave right hand for Rakhi. So you'll say, what is this? Because in Satyug they don't have wristwatch. And so you'll see male as a female and female as a male. Because there was one brother, when he came to tie Rakhi, she put flowers in his head, seeing his future. Future golden age princess form. So that was those experience. It was at that time really contrast I could see between that sister or Dadi and Baba. Whereas through Brahma Baba, it was never clear cut thing whether it's only Brahma Baba or Shiv Baba or Bab Dada together, or it wasn't very clear. But my intellectual and feeling I used to have, whenever Baba was giving Murli, I used to feel as if Shiv Baba is giving Murli. Whenever I used to talk personally to Baba or meet him here and there or anywhere, my personal feeling was, this is Brahma Baba. my Alaukik father. So whilst listening only, I never thought this is Brahma is speaking or Shiv Baba is speaking or who is speaking, or never had this question. I used to think it's Shiv Baba who is speaking. So that's the way I used to have that sort of a more intellectual and approach and looking at that sort of a thing. But whatever advice I used to receive from Brahma Baba, because when I wanted to give up my medical practice, I asked Brahma Baba and he said, no, 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 you carry on your medical practice. So I didn't even question what, why, how, etc. Whatever advice Baba gave, I accepted immediately and then carried on. So I didn't check with, in my mind I didn't start thinking, is it Baba, Brahma Baba giving me advice or Shiv Baba giving advice? No. That time my awareness was, is Bab Dada giving me advice? Can you come a bit closer so that, or stand up and speak a bit loudly so that everybody can hear? In meditation you mean, you can't talk with Shiv Baba? Answer. Okay, so did you hear all of you? Oh, they won't hear there. Sorry. So her question is, when I'm meditating, I ask question to Baba, but I'm not getting answer in my meditation, so what's wrong with me? And so I'm not having dialogue with Bab Dada. And the answer is, it's not easy to get that conversation with Bab Dada. Even I don't have conversation and I don't ask question and I get answer. In a conversation form, no. But touching. I get touching, no? Means if I want to think about something or make decision, I meditate and I, whatever I get touching, I do. Or sometimes what Didi Manmohini used to do is, no, she used to first make decision on her own. Okay, this is the situation, I think this is way it should be done. Then she used to verify with Brahma Baba that in this situation, Baba, what should be done? So when her answer came the same as Brahma Baba's, she knew that she is able to catch Baba's touching. And then her intellect is clear. So that's what happens, as first you make decision in your mind and then you verify with senior yogi who has got clear intellect or experience with Bab Dada's way of dealing that situation. And then you will know that your touching is right or not, your communication with Baba is right or not, because, no, it's very few people have such conversation with Bab Dada. Dadiji used to come from Baba's room and she used to say, yes, Baba told me like this. So that was, there are very few who have real conversation with Baba. But touching everybody can get. Yes, sister? There is microphone here, why not come here? No, no, but they can't hear over there. Come closer. Because they're translating for everybody and they can't hear.
Right. Thank you. What I'd like to ask, please, is I get utterly confused with, obviously you can see I'm not a first timer, the relationship in Quran with Shiva and Krishna. Because I hear a lot of quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, and I see pictures of Krishna, and I, in my ignorance, get a bit confused. So I wonder if you could clarify the relationship for me.
Okay.
Or have I misunderstood?
Okay.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you. Just leave it here on the stage. So, now, relationship is mainly between Brahma and Krishna. The soul of Brahma becomes that of Krishna in golden age. So, in the last birth, that is 83rd birth, he was Dada Lekhraj. In 84th birth, he was called Brahma Baba. And in the first birth, in golden age, that is next birth, Brahma Baba will become Krishna. So the relationship between Brahma and Shiva is now deep. Shiva is teacher, Brahma is student. Or Shiva took the medium of Brahma Baba. He used Brahma Baba's body to give the gyan, because Shiva Baba is just a dot. He can't give gyan. So he gave gyan through Brahma Baba. And in Bhagavad Gita, the thing is, because Bhagavad Gita was written after nearly 3,000 years after Baba gave gyan now, and Bhagavad Gita was written after 3,000 years. So it was the touching of some of the gurus and sadhus and saints and all who have written this Bhagavad Gita. It was not written immediately, because now whatever Baba is giving gyan is murlis. But this will be destroyed. And Satyug Treta, there is no need of knowledge. So Krishna and Ram and Sun dynasty, Moon dynasty, they don't have this knowledge. Copper Age, that started all problems. Irreligious, vices, violence, etc. So that time again, the gurus had to give some knowledge. So some of the Brahmins who had some knowledge, so in Copper Age they started writing scriptures. But it was not full knowledge, because after 3,000 years, after so many births, we forgot so many things. So that's why there is some truth but not whole truth in Bhagavad Gita. And all scriptures have some spiritual meaning, but it didn't really have the real truth. Now Baba says truth, whole truth and nothing but truth is received now. But scriptures have got some mix of some of the views of gurus and sadhus and sannyasis and rishis and munis and everybody. Because even Bible, it wasn't written when Christ spoke. So it was written after 100 to 200 years afterwards. So it was passed from one mouth to another, to one generation, to another generation. And that's why it's not full what Christ gave knowledge. And some of the priests then also, they edited something, added something, so everybody trying to mix their own views. And that's why in Bible they have never mentioned about reincarnation. Whereas Christ in us, in incognito way, there is some, John was this in the previous birth, like that it is written, but not really, they don't talk about reincarnation. So that's how happened with all scriptures, that they were not written immediately when the when the prophet souls were speaking. Okay, anybody, any other question? Come in front, sister. Those who want to ask question, come in front, use the microphone.
Om Shanti. In the beginning you mentioned that that evening, yesterday, when we were sitting, whether we were uncomfortable on the seats, that's why we couldn't concentrate. Does that matter? Or because I was having conversation with for some of the first-timers, and we were feeling that there were actually seats reserved for teachers who have experience for the last 30 years, 40 years, or probably more than that. Or there were some special groups like Kumaris and things, there were reserved seats. Is it possible that the first-timers can have that kind of, not preference, but opportunity, so that they don't have that excuse, probably what Baba was saying yesterday, going with this feeling, oh, because I didn't have the seat, I couldn't capture, and I don't know whether it is possible or not.
Sometimes we try to do that. We have tried to do it, but it hasn't been successful. Because as you know, those who are smart, they will sneak in whatever you try to do. At least you were lucky yesterday, there were only 7,000 or 8,000 people. And so it was not so much rush, nobody was crushed, because sometimes there is so much rush that some people have even fractured their bones, falling down and all. So, aim is there, but so far it hasn't been able to do it. We'll try to do it sometime. We'll see if it can be done.
Just to try and place all of this in a context of the experience of Bharatwasis, that they get such a, I from the West, and I'm sure any other double foreigners here feel that we want more decorum, more sort of, this is God coming, why is there so much kind of pushing and shoving, and what's going on in the mind of Bharatwasis when they come to or think about or experience something like this? I mean, I know it's different for each soul, but can you put it in context at all? Or if it's a wasteful question, then just leave it.
No. The thing is, what happens in West, we are disciplined. Discipline. That no, people will stand in a queue and not try to jump the queue or try to push somebody or something. In the West that sort of a thing is there, whereas in Bharat what has been happening, too many people. So to get something they had to push and pull and do something on a physical way. And that's why they really think, as I said, yesterday there were 600 or 700 double foreigners and 10 times 7,000 Bharatwasis. So naturally, when there are too many, then they had to do something to get through.
Do they also experience that it's God that
Of course. They are more bhavana. They are more bhavana. Bhavana is emotional feeling, devotional feeling. So they have more bhavana, whereas Western are more intellectual. So even, I was mentioning to somebody, we had a meeting on day before yesterday in Dadiji's cottage. Dadiji's cottage downstairs in Shantivan. So there was Dadi Kulza, Dadi Janki, Dadi Ratanmoini, etc. were there in the meeting. And from a distance door they could see that Dadis are sitting. So from there they were trying to wait there and look at the Dadis. So they were standing for a few minutes to watch Dadis. And when we came out, because we came out first, and Dadi Gulzar was still inside, so crowd of about 25-30 were waiting to have just darshan, no? Just vision of Dadis. Because for them, just to look at the Dadis is a big thing. Whereas we are able to listen to classes so often, no? With Dadi Janki, those who have been here for last 8 or 10 days, they have heard her so many times, taken toli from her so many times. So that's the difference, because you are few, you are getting more attention. Whereas there are so many Bharatvasis, so even if, when they are sitting in class with 5,000, 10,000 people and Dadi sitting on the stage, how much distance is there? So they can't see clearly. So they really, they are used to go to temples and just watch the image. And they are happy about it. And so just seeing Dadis, they are happy. Or just seeing Bap Dada from a distance, they may feel, no, it's quite a bit distance, no, when they're sitting last people, they will be so much distance. So naturally they would like to be in front, at least double foreigners are in front, whereas Bharatvasis are at the back. Come in front again. You are from America.
What I was going to say, I, at the moment, I'm in a room with a lot of people.
10 people.
Yep, great. Doesn't bother me at all. I haven't been in the army for years, so it doesn't put me up nor down. No problem. Snore, do what you like. I'll sleep through anything, man. What I was going to say, I thought, though, when I arrived, I was very fortunate. We had just a few of us in our room. And then some other people arrived, some newcomers, and my heart went out to these newcomers, because one poor lady came in the door, bless her, and she said, "Oh my God, I can't live like this. Where's the toilet tissue? Where's this? Where's that?" And I wasn't very happy, I'll admit. I wasn't happy at all. But anyway, that's another point. But I did feel my heart went out to her, because it was not only a culture shock, which we're all used to, but I did feel that maybe it would be an idea if some of the centre organisers, you know, organised, could at least forewarn first-timers that this isn't Scotland, England, or America. This is India, and that is why we're here, to learn. But if you're looking for pink toilet paper with your leafy glades in Surrey, forget it. That's not important. Would it be an idea, sister, to just put it round? Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, Shanti. Ideally, we try to, at least, we try to warn people about where they are going and what they should expect and not expect. I think in Sydney, in Sydney, before these people came, they were told about it. But sometimes, some centers, the teachers may be too busy or too new to talk about all these things, so it may be possible. But what I will do is, when we have our teachers meeting, we will remind them to do this, because it's always good, because even for peace of mind retreat, now we tell everybody to prepare their guests, because it is a culture shock for those who are coming over here. And I remember first time when we had conference, and this complex was just newly built, and one lady came and she said, next day she says, I'm going, I can't stay in such a place. And she was not from the first world country, she was from somewhere from Mauritius or somewhere, Singapore or somewhere, Malaysia. So she was not from very rich country, but still she couldn't bear. She just walked away. Next day she left. It was culture shock is so much, and that time even the complex was not, all the concrete roads were not there. There were dust road and all, so she just left. And one of the guests also just left from Delhi. They didn't even come to Mount Abu. Because if they are not prepared, no, with this different culture, then they really get so much culture shock. And so we always tell, especially peace of mind guests, that the escort or the center vases who are bringing them, that they must brief them and prepare them so that they don't get culture shock.
Hello, I'm one of those who has no special experience, and I came here just for Baba's meeting, and with no special expectation, because I know that nobody can have an experience, and not all the time. I was sitting in the lateral, so I didn't have a front view of. And I don't know if this is the reason, or maybe it was not my right time, but what I want to ask is, do you think, is it possible to have a feeling, an experience of God, even when I go back at home? Because I'm not sure I can have other opportunity to come due to job. I mean, I can't come every year.
Where are you from?
Italy. But I work in a hospital, I'm a doctor, so it's not easy to get 2 weeks or whatsoever. But also because I remember that when I first came to the center in Italy, I had some feeling of love, and then of course disappeared. I mean, I think this is, I've been told that this is at the beginning when you knew that God tried to appeal you in this way. And so I'd like to know, what do you think is I can do?
You are still here for a while?
Yeah, for other 3 days.
3 days. What I would suggest is, those who didn't have good experience, also try to meditate in Baba's room and try to focus on Amrit Vela and see, you may get some experience. And many times what happens, sometimes you don't realize whilst you are here. When you go back, you may have many realization and many experiences. So don't feel frustrated and don't be negative. Huh? You'll get chance to come back again. Whatever job people have, once you have come, naturally you will be pulled, and somehow or other everything becomes easy. Because nowadays, no, in Sri Lanka, from Jaffna to come to Colombo, they find it so difficult. No, they have to get government permission and special, they have to wait for the right transport to come. No buses now, no flight. They have to come by cargo ship. cargo ship. And that also there may be 2,000 people waiting and only 500 people will get chance to go on the ship. And still, somehow they managed. So Baba really provides something or another, so nobody should feel this is the first and last meeting or chance. No, you will get chance again.
Yeah, I don't actually have a question as such, but just to address everyone really, that, I mean, it's my first time here and...
Yes, ma'am?
UK. And my teacher actually came with me, so she gave me a few tips about bringing your own toilet paper and such like that. However, I mean, since I've got here, I mean, I've had the most superb hospitality and, you know, I think... You know, simple things in life are the best, really, and I can't complain, and it's really been a wonderful experience. But I just felt that I wanted to say that I had live transmission once in the UK. I don't know if it's possible that you... The Italian lady?
Yeah, they have. Everywhere they have.
You have, like, the internet live transmission, and I had that as my first experience. And for me, it was wonderful, you know, because you've got the TV in front and, you know, for me, yesterday, I was very distracted. People coughing, people this, people moving, everything but Bab Dada, if you like. But when I had that transmission live, in a little room, in a centre, with just a little screen, it is like... You can see, Bab, and it being live as well, tuning in, I had a very fantastic experience. So that's all I wanted to say, that I actually had a very good experience on the computer, say, but yesterday not. So that's all, really. So no, don't give up hope. Om Shanti.
You mentioned that you used to have Dadi Gulzar before Bab Dada used to come. Is it possible that, obviously, we didn't have that opportunity yesterday?
But so she will come, hopefully, before you go.
Thank you.
We have requested yesterday to Dadi. We did request, but depends on her health. Her health, today somebody said that she wasn't feeling well. And that's why we didn't have class day before yesterday. Otherwise, usually, day before yesterday, she takes class for Shantivan, all Bharatvasi, and she comes in the morning here also. But her health hasn't been good. So we'll try to see if her health permits, she will come.
Thank you.
I have two questions.
She's from China, Beijing. It's all right. So this is the last question because we should let her finish, but this will be the last one.
Okay,
one at a time.
The first question is, from the beginning you come to Baba, and during the whole process, you have every experience of doubt about it, every doubt, every hesitate about it. If you have any doubt about Baba or the Brahmin life, how you deal with this kind of doubtness?
How to deal with doubt? I think doubt will be solved by your practical experience. Because knowledge, you can sit near all of them so that you can translate for all of them.
Can I finish the second question so we can go back?
Yeah, but what about when you are translating for them? Because Brahman life, it's not anybody will have immediate faith. It usually takes time to really understand and accept everything because Shiv Baba is not visible. And to accept Shiv Baba, and especially with
communist background or socialist background or different background, cultural background. I find with communism, they have been brainwashed. There is nothing like God. And so even Sister Chan took 4 years to believe in Baba. But somehow she carried on. And because different culture have got different background, so at least something, if we are touched, we carry on studying, and then as we experience Baba, like Baba's love or Baba's protection or Baba's peace or some help, then naturally the doubts will be sold or the faith deepens. It's not in one day anybody will have faith. Even I, with my Hindu background, I took 4 months going to center every day, and then I believed that this is Shiv Baba or this is Brahma Baba is a medium, especially for me to accept Brahma Baba as a medium of God. I took 4 months. So with other background, naturally it will be much more difficult, because some of them, they don't know Lakshmi, Narayan, whether Lakshmi is male or Narayan is female or male or... No, I know in Australia, for them it was difficult to even to know who are Lakshmi, Narayan. Whereas at least in with Hindu background, we knew deities, we knew Shiva. So for us, it was not so difficult. But for those who don't even believe in God, like Buddhist or Chinese or... they don't even talk about God, Japanese. No term like God in their philosophy. So for them, they took such a long time. And so, something appeals somebody, and then if we carry on with the knowledge, then naturally, after sometimes, neither intellectually we understand or heart will accept, but for both to accept intellect and heart takes time.
See? From China, but I believe that the God is present.
God is?
God is present.
Yeah.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
So for me, it's easy to take the knowledge. I just want to ask, is it any plan, or Baba just want to come and he comes, or we can make a plan, or today we want to invite Baba come down? We have ever any plan of that?
In Brahma Kumaris, we plan. We plan, because what happens here, as you might not be knowing, that now at the end of this season, before March finishes, Dadis will sit together and plan what date Baba should come. And then they send invitation through Dadi Gulzar to Shiv Baba that these are the dates we want. Then Baba will say yes. And that's what happens. It is planned, no? We know from 6 months that these are the dates Baba will come. So that is to plan. And at times what has happened is suddenly Dadi thought, oh, Baba should come today because this is a group of teachers, very old, and Baba should come. So sometimes he suddenly invites Baba, but Baba doesn't come. He will give message, but not come. So that's up to Baba. We can invite, but Baba will decide whether he wants to come or not. And sometimes Baba had to see the medium also. Because in the early days, when we started meeting Avyakt Bab Dada in 69,
Baba used to come every second day, every third day. But as Dadi, now last 30, 40 years, Dadi's body is getting old and not so healthy, so naturally it's only after 15 days Baba comes. Yeah, because he has to see that the body has also to be looked after. Otherwise, once it had happened that Baba's medium or Baba's was sitting there from 6 p.m. to next morning 10 a.m. It was, I think, Shivratri only. Or New Year's Eve, some festival was there, I think Shivratri. So Baba had to come, means it was in the body of Dadi Gulzar for how many hours? 12 and 4, 16 hours. But that time Dadi was young. And now Dadi is also in late 70s. Late 70s, 79 or something. So naturally, the time is restricted. Okay, so everybody's okay? You want one more session? Huh? First timer wants another session? Okay, so I'll ask to organize another session for first timers. So that if you have any more questions, we will answer in another session, okay? So let's have 2 minutes meditation and finish.